Amen. Got a nice long weekend. I'm going to enjoy not having to get up and hit that clock in the morning. Got a lot of honeydews at the house I'll probably be working on too, so it, you know. But it's still going to be good. Get everybody to help me out. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Oh, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need more power, tell him what you want.
Scriptures, we're going to keep it real. So let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, reading down to verse 8. You stand for the reading of the scriptures, please. It reads like this. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and the doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, thus Timothy speaking, and the same time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, that means to all of us, but unto all them also that love his appearing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And we pray that he'll add his blessing to the reading and hearing and understanding and doing of his holy word. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Amen. Songwriter said, guide me over thou great Jehovah. Pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me in thy powerful hands. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Help me out. Guide me over
your blessing. Father God. Abba, Father. We just come to you this morning. The only way we know how. With humble hearts. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for watching over us last night, this morning, and waking us up with a fingertip of love this morning, starting us on our way. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for shelter. Father God, we thank you for food. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Father God, we just continue to praise you and worship you, dear Lord, for who you are and what you are, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we just ask you, dear Lord, just come into this place this morning and just touch each and every person, from person to person, dear Lord, from family to family. And we pray for the ones that's on the way, dear Lord, for their safe arrival. And dear Lord, we pray for the ones that they're home, dear Lord. Keep them, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we just continue to ask you, dear Lord, just to hold your arms around the ones that have all loved ones, Father God. Soothe their heart. Let them know that you are still right there with them. Father God, we pray for the ones, dear Lord, that are sick. The ones that are dealing with cancer, diabetes, and all the other illnesses, dear Lord, that are going on. Heal their body, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way. And dear Lord, we pray for the homeless. Dear Lord, we pray for the ones, dear Lord, that need a financial blessing this morning. Bless them, dear Lord. We pray that, dear Lord, that you pour out a blessing that their storehouse cannot receive. Dear Lord, we just continue to ask you, dear Lord, to come into this place, dear Lord, and put your arms around the leader of this shepherd, this household, dear Lord, our pastor, dear Lord. Bless him and his family, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, we pray for all the ministers here, all the deacons, deaconess, and all the other members, dear Lord, of this New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Keep us, dear Lord. Guide us, shape us, mold us into who you want us to be. Give us the strength, dear Lord, to go out in this dying world and tell someone, dear Lord, about your good news. Just about just how good you have been and just who you are, Father God. And, dear Lord, we just continue to ask you, dear Lord, just to keep us and guide us and bless us in a mighty way. And, dear Lord, once we have sung our last song and once we have danced our last dance, Father God, we ask that, Lord, you give us somewhere to lay our head in your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Come and go. God some praise. Oh, you can do better than that. Come on and give God some praise. Truly, God has been good to us. He has brought us from a mighty long way. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. You ought to give God some praise. He's been too good to you for you not to be able to clap your hands. There are people in the hospital that just cannot clap their hands. There are people walking up and down the streets right now that won't even clap their hands. We ought to give God some praise because he is worthy of all of the praise. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Minister Ratliff. Thank you. Our invocation, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you.
Today. We lift you up. We give you glory, oh God. Father, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For looking beyond all of our faults and failures and seeing our very need, oh God. God, we come before you now humbly, oh God, submitting ourselves unto you, dear Master. We pray right now that you would enter in, continue to stay in and dwell among your people, oh God. Hallelujah. As your glory shall go forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will bless the preached word on today, that someone will come running and saying, what must I do to be saved? God, we pray that a heart will be lifted, oh God. Father, we pray that chains will be broken in the name of Jesus, that healing will take place in this place, on this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask right now that you would clean us up, dear Lord. Wash us thoroughly, Master. Forgive us of all of our sins, oh God, even the ones we don't even realize that we've done, in the name of Jesus. God, and we'll be careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. And we do lift you up right now this day. And we love you, Lord. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. and bless the Lord. Come on, give God some praise on today. If you love him, give him some praise on today. Hallelujah.
Within me. Bless his holy name. Please stand for our responsive reading. Our responsive reading will be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. If there are any parishioners on the outside, please let them in so they too can hear the word of God. Praise God. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We will read responsively. And this is talking about the Lord's Supper. In the goodness of the labor of his love, the Lord gave his only begotten Son and said, whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Our responsive reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, for those of you in the listening audience, starting with verse 23, and then you will read the next verse responsively. In God's word to his people, I still have some pages turning. We want everybody on the same page. Amen. All right. And working together, reading God's word. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another together. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I will set in order when I come. Praise God for his holy word. Blessed be the hearers and doers of his word. Please remain standing so that we can have our scripture. Thank you.
The word of God will be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 this morning, and I will read verses 1 through 8. When you have it, say amen. 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 8. Amen, amen. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the same self thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. The word of God for God's people.
Thank you.
I think that's worth all of us standing to our feet. If you can stand, sing that one more time, choir. Just sing it one more time. If you just hold back. Everybody. Give honor. Thank you, choir. To God, who is our Heavenly Father, to the Holy Spirit, again, who is our comforter and our guide. Amen. To my pastor, Dr. Steed, in his absence. Amen. To First Lady, Sister Steed. Amen. To my wife, Sister Kitchens. Amen. To all of these ministers that are here, preachers, dignitaries, whoever you are, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but God has been good to me. Amen. When I got up this morning, I told the early service, I got up at 3:30. I get up at 3:30 every morning. I ain't tired, y'all. There's not a tired feeling in my body because God has been good to me. I get up on Sunday morning like I go to work. Sunday is not a work day. It's a worship day for me. Come on, somebody ought to give God the praise. It's a worship day, for the word of God says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, amen. I'm grateful to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Again, in the absence of our pastor, Dr. Steed, amen. We give honor and glory to you. Pastor is out today. He's celebrating his 74th birthday. Amen. We ought to praise God for that. Amen. Amen. With that said, before we move any further, there's a special announcement at this time that needs to be made.
Morning. Again, good morning. I'm going to follow through with what Reverend Reed and Pastor and Reverend Kitchen said. Today is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to paraphrase a little because I am happy, really happy, and I am rejoicing in it. Good morning to Pastor Steed and family in their absence. Good morning, New Hope family. We're celebrating the pastor's 74th birthday on next Sunday, September 11th, 22, with a drive-by parade celebration during the first service at 7:45 after the first service, and after the second service at 10:45. There will be a box in the drive-thru if you'd like to give a gift of love or whatever, and there will also be a box in the vestibule. And afterwards, cupcakes will be available. Gotta have cake for birthday. Will be available in the vestibule after all the after everything is over. Pastor Steve's birthday was last Thursday, but we're going to celebrate. And most people celebrate the whole month. So we're going to celebrate his birthday next Sunday. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Amen. Come on, let's celebrate on next Sunday and show love to our pastor. Amen. Dr. Reed preached. I wish you could hear it. If not, you need to get the CD, The Labor of Love, at the early service. Amen. Amen. We need to show some love to one another, especially our pastor. He labors hard here. Amen. And we thank God for him. So let's be here to help him celebrate. With all those that had a birthday this month, would you please stand? All those that may have had a birthday this month. Amen. Amen. September got a lot of babies. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Everybody, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear saints. Happy birthday. Amen. We wish you many, many more. Amen. As Pastor would do, is there anybody that got married in the month of September? Amen. 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 Brother and Sister Cherry. Amen. How many years? Third year. Amen. We thank God for them. Amen, amen. Oh, I'm sorry, Deacon Jackson. How many years, Deacon Jackson? 34. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We wish you many, many more years of happiness. Amen. Let us bear all of our announcements in mind and govern ourselves accordingly. Pretty much for our pastor and first family, they are out of town in Birmingham celebrating his 74th anniversary, birthday. Amen, amen. And we praise God for them being able to just get away and share some time with the family. Amen. So we pray that God will give them safe travels back home. Amen. Pray for much for Pastor. I think he will be in the convention this week. The convention starts, National Baptist Convention starts tomorrow. Amen. And it's located in Houston, Texas this year. Amen. I think they can put it up on the screen. Pray much for him because I think he will be traveling to Houston to attend part of that national convention. Amen. Amen. Pray much for all of our bereaved men, all of those that are sick, and all those that are shut in. I understand that Deacon Stewart is not doing very well. Pray much for him and his family, that God will give them the comfort and give them the peace that's needed at this time. Amen. We never know when our day may come. Amen. And we need to be praying for one another. I just found out before we came into service here that Sister Dickerson and family as well need our prayers. Amen. Her mother is not doing well at all. And so pray much for that family. Deacon Dickerson and Sister Dickerson and all those, pray much for that family, that God will give them strength as well. I think her mother is in Mobile, Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. And so please pray much that God will give them strength as well in these days and in these times to come. Pray much for our country. Our country is in a lot of chaos, whether we know it or not. If we ever needed the Lord, we sure need the Lord right now. Amen, amen. Our country is so messed up now until God is going to have to intervene in his own time. Amen. We can't hurry God. We just got to wait on him to move. So pray much that he will move in his own way and in his own time, especially when our children are back in school. We got this monkeypox and we still got corona out there, and all of us are still, some of us are still working and having to be engaged in different affairs and what have you. Pray God will keep us and keep us safely in his hands of protection. Amen, amen. Want to take this opportunity to congratulate two of our ministers here at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, who was ordained on last Sunday. Stand up, Minister Vaughn and Minister Ratley. Come on and give them a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful service it was. Amen. For those who did not attend, I think you can get it on the DVD, CD, upstairs there in the sound room. Amen. We praise God for them. Amen. That God has taken them to a higher height in his ministry. And we pray and wish you many, many more endeavors that God has for you from this day forward as you proceed in your ministry. Amen. So we thank God for them. I'm looking for some greater things from them. Amen. I know they can preach. Amen. That's no doubt about it. But I'm looking for God to do some other things, some miraculous things in their lives and in the lives of the people that they come in contact with. So pray much for them, that God will continue to be with them. Amen. Amen. Happy holiday to all of you that are here. Amen. Labor Day is tomorrow. Stay safe. Don't eat too much. Amen. Be like me. Be on a diet all year. Amen. I felt falling off, Deacon Rice, and I feel good. Amen. 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 I feel good. We thank God for his blessings. Amen. We're not going to hold you long. With further ado, at this time, today being the day that we celebrate the Lord's Supper, amen. And before we move into our Lord's Supper, I want us to come and sing an old familiar hymn, hymn number 191, Glory to His Name, amen. Hymn number 191, let us all stand to our feet. The occasion has already been read in our scripture, and we come to give the Lord Jesus a celebration for what he has done for us. Amen. Hymn number 191. Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Verse 2. Everybody, glory. Vestibule, you may let them in before we proceed. Amen. Again, this is a sacred hour. I just believe if you got a feet that you can stand on just for a moment. We understand that there are those that may not be able to stand, but in reverence to the Holy Spirit, in reverence to God our Father, His Son Jesus, this is an awesome time. where we can think about and reflect back on what Jesus did for all of us. It was him who went to Golgotha's hill. Let your mind reminisce back just for a moment. It was him that they marched from all kinds of judgment halls to judgment halls. It was Jesus that they placed on the cross on a hill called Calvary. And as I remind myself, I'm not worthy at all to be where I am. But Jesus, thank you for all of your grace, all of your mercy. Now, Lord, purge us before these sacraments are taken. Fix our minds and fix our hearts. Lord, if you find anything that needs to be removed, remove it now in the name of Jesus. Bless these sacraments. Lord, we realize that it was you that went to Calvary to save a wretch like me. It was you that went to Calvary, hung, bled, and died for the sins of this world. Thank you. And now, Lord, gather us together. Help us to be a one mind and one spirit, one Lord, as we partake of these sacraments. Clean us up. Your word says we are not to do this unworthily. But let us examine ourselves. We thank you for this privilege. We thank you for this opportunity. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen, amen, amen. The bread that we hold in our hand is identified with the body of Jesus as it was there on the cross. Let us all eat together in remembrance of him. Likewise, the cup that we hold in our hands is symbolic of Jesus' blood that was shed on the cross. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. Repeat after me, Lord, I remember. Amen. Mother Johnson, would you come and sing that song? And she knows what I'm talking about. Amen.
Today, remind me of a young fella who used to sit over there in that corner for about 25 years. And after the communion was finished, he'd sing, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Amen. I think I'm going to sign this senior choir to my record label. Amen. Again, we give honor to God, who is our Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, again, who is our Comforter and our Guide. Amen. To my pastor, Dr. Steed, in his absence, amen. Thank God for this privilege, this opportunity. Amen. Deacon Jackson, can I use one of these cordless, if I may? Amen. 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 We'll give them time to get it on. Amen. Testing. 1, 2. That's it. Amen, amen. Thank God for this day, this hour, this privilege. Amen. To my pastor, Dr. Steed, in his absence, thank God for him. Amen. I know the time is drawing near. Amen. And we won't hold you very long. Man, I see my daughter out there. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Got a call yesterday, amen, that Reverend Kitchens, what is your subject for tomorrow? Wasn't 100% sure then. Amen. I've been knowing about this day for several weeks. Amen. Even just this morning, Dr. Reed preached on the labor of love. Yes, yes, yes. Deacon Ray, I still didn't know. Yes. Amen. I shared with the phone call on yesterday, Sister Nicole, I shared with her. I said, just go on and put down Philippians chapter 4. Amen. Very familiar passage. Amen. Talking about peace. And the Lord laid it on my heart to talk about the 5 things you can do to have peace in a bad situation. Deacon Ray got up this morning. God changed that whole thing. And Deacon Dillard, when I received the revelation of what God was trying to tell me, not nobody else, but what God was relaying to me, he said, just do what I ask you to do. I questioned that. I said, Deacon Rice, I said, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? And I learned to be of Dr. Reed, a listening ear, to hear the Holy Spirit. I've learned that. Brother Wilford, some weeks ago in Sunday school, we talked about the new heaven and the new earth. 2 Corinthians 5. They read the scripture. It talks about this earthly tabernacle. When it's dissolved, we got a building of God, not made by hand. But turn with me to the book of Revelations, the last book of the Bible. And I'm not going to apologize. They may have had it ready on the screen, but this is the Holy Spirit. All right. Look at verse 1.
the 21st chapter. Sister McGee, I'm going to just give them a little bit of Sunday school a few weeks ago. Just a little touch that will open our eyes. In the second book of Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 1, it reads, if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed or dissolved, we have a building from God, Ecclesia, and its eternal house in heaven, and is not built by human hands. Are y'all praying with me? Right. Chapter 21, the book of Revelations. John said, out on the island of Patmos, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. John said in verse 2, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. May God bless the reading of his word. For the good and the edifying of our souls. You may be seated. I won't be very long. We want to use as a thought, with the help of the Holy Spirit, a new building. A new building. My brothers and my sisters, as I thought about what God was doing, and as I sat there day after day, reflecting, meditating on the Holy Spirit, I thought about all of us like new things. Are y'all going to pray with me? I don't know about you, Deacon Bond, but the very first time, I stated this in Sunday school a few weeks ago, the very first time I bought a car, Deacon Ray, I bought an old car, and it was a 1970 Chevrolet Biscayne. Y'all don't remember those. Those were the round bodies, and it was a hard top. We called them hard top back in the day. Amen. I had a two-door hard top one time, but this one was a real hard top because it was metal all the way around it. And it was a 1970 Chevrolet Biscayne. Amen. Chevrolet don't make them kind of cars anymore. Amen. I was so happy to buy a new car. And it wasn't new, Mother Bostic, but it was new to me. Are y'all going to pray with me? And Deacon Radley, it was so new until I purchased it and it didn't have a motor in it. Are y'all going to pray with me? I realize that, I don't have time, Minister Vaughn, to really tell the whole story, Dr. Reed. I don't have the time, but I had done something that I should not have done. Are y'all going to pray with me? I had wrecked my daddy's car, and my daddy told me, he said, the next car you drive will be that of your own. And so I was so desperate, and I had to walk quite some time. I had to cut a lot of grass, and I remember I paid $175 for a car that didn't have a motor. You talking about happy. Church, I was happy. I was happy that I had purchased me a new car. Anybody in here ever purchased a new car? Huh? That there's something different about the new car than the old car. The old car or the new house. Anybody, all of us in here have, many of us in here at some point in time have purchased new homes. And we are just so excited to see those new fruitions come to play. We are so excited until we just can't wait to get in that car or walk in that new house and turn the key and open the doors. I'm talking about new. New, 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 new. When you obtain something new, it's not of old. It's something different than what you had previously. Are y'all going to pray with me? In that, later on, my daddy was so nice, and I'm going to move on. I only got 5 minutes to tell y'all one thing, and that's it. My daddy was so nice until I miss him today. He gave me a motor out of a 1967 Chevrolet Impala, and it was a 327 motor. I don't know if any of you men remember those motors. Huh? Those were some good motors, bro Terry. Those were some good motors. That may have been before your time. Amen. 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 But those were some good motors, the 327s, Chevrolets. And I was allowed to put it in that 1970 Chevrolet Biscayne. Had to save up money to get it done, but the Lord allowed me to get it done. I say that to say this, that anytime there's something new that's happening in all of our lives, it's something unlike something else that we've witnessed previously. The Bible teaches us that in this day and in this time, the earth that we know, that's what Paul says, if this earthly tent that we live in is destroyed, Dr. Reed, or dissolved, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, and it is not built by human hands. Huh? So I want to discuss just for about 5 minutes what the new building is like. Are y'all going to help me? Life as we know it is like the morning fog, one writer said. Minister Ratliff, it's here a little while and then it's gone. Are y'all going to pray with me? Life is short and uncertain, and we don't know from 1 hour to the next hour or even 1 minute to the next minute what's going to take place. It is said that nothing is certain in life except death and taxes. Somebody know what I'm talking about, huh? If you live long enough, you're going to die. Come on, somebody. I ain't trying to make you scared. But if you live long enough, you got to get out of here. This the songwriter says, this world is not my home. I'm just a stranger passing through this land. Huh? And if you live long enough, good God Almighty, the taxes keep going up. And if you got any kind of property or wherever you stay or if you work, you're going to pay some taxes. Are y'all going to pray with me? I got 2 minutes and I'm done. 2 minutes and I'm done. I'm done. We're going home. What is our life like? The Bible teaches us, Dr. Reed, that the Skitchens, James 4 and 14, that we are a mist that appears for a little while, but then we vanish away. But that's not the whole story. Stop by to let you know a clever man once said, with a good lawyer, you can find your way around most, if not all, of his taxes. But no one can escape death. Huh? You can rest assured that Hebrews 9 says that man is destined to die and then do what? Face judgment. Are y'all going to pray with me? Y'all act like y'all scared. Huh? I'm looking for a better home. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for a new home over there in glory. Huh? Y'all sitting quiet, and I think I done made some of you nervous, but if the truth be told, we didn't come here to stay always. Huh? Deacon Rivers, one day I got to get out of here. I love you, but I can't stay here when the Lord calls me. Are y'all going to pray with me? I love you, Alexia. I love you, Lisa. But when the Lord gets ready to call me, I got to go. And I'm not afraid. Because Dr. Reed, a long time ago, I got my business fixed with Jesus. The songwriter said, I ain't worried about my soul. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Huh? So life is very, very, very uncertain. But no one can escape death. The Bible says there's a time to be born. Sister McGee, there's a time to die. Mother Johnson, life is not all there is. This is only a dress rehearsal here on earth. But when we get the glory, Deacon Ray, when we get to glory, I'm going to put off these old clothes. And it ain't going to matter this robe I got on. It ain't going to matter about these glasses I got on. I got a new white robe waiting for me over there in glory. That's why death don't bother me. I don't fear death. I can talk about death. Because I know that death is a reality. Are y'all going to pray with me? Huh? Mother Walton, I ain't looking to get out of here. I'm not in no hurry, but when the call comes, you got to be ready. Huh? I don't care if you're 20,000 years old, when the call comes, you got to be ready. Well, Kitchen, where are you going? Well, scientists says what happens when we pass from this life. Scientists has nothing useful to tell us. The great researchers have no certain knowledge of what will happen when we die. We will not all get answers from philosophers, historians, and let me just bust your bubble just for a moment. It doesn't matter how much education you got. It doesn't matter how much philosophy you got and how much theology you got. That won't get you into heaven. Help me, Holy Ghost. Say amen, lights. What's going to get us into heaven is our relationship with Jesus. It's what's going to matter if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're not going to get into heaven. But Kitchen, who are you to say that I'm not going to get into heaven? No, it's not me to say that. It's what the Word of God says. Huh? The relationship with Jesus has to be right. It has to be an intimate relationship. Huh? It has to be that agape love Dr. Reed talked about at the early service, that love without condition. Are y'all going to pray with me? Huh? So then, Deacon Ray, I'm done. If we would visit the cemetery. Help me, Holy Ghost. Y'all mighty quiet on me. If we would just go out there, right to the left of me, right outside the church, there is a little cemetery out there. And in that cemetery, all we know for certain that is full of dead people. Are y'all going to pray with me? Huh? They're resting in their graves. And thank God that they're able to rest. But I must bust your bubble. All we know is that they are dead, but they were once alive. But what does Paul say, Brother Wilford? We can know for certain that if our earthly tent, huh? They're talking about this old body now. This earthly tent. And something I learned about a tent. And Deacon Rice, I learned, I bought several tents in my lifetime. And I've learned that tents are made to be put up and they're made to be taken down. Y'all pray with me now. And we live in a temporary tent. Y'all help me right here. Huh? This old body, Deacon Dickerson, is temporary, meaning that it's not going to last always. Y'all pray with me. Because it's not going to last always, it's going to be taken down. Something else I've learned, and I'm done, Deacon Ray, I'm going home now. Jennifer Hudson sings a song, Jesus Promised Me a Home Over There in Glory. And she goes on to write the lyrics, there is a place in heaven prepared for me. But something I've learned about this old earthly tent, our bodies are like tents. My brothers and sisters, they wear out. Huh? If the truth be told, some of our bodies are getting saggy. Y'all help me right here. And Dr. James, Deacon Barnes, our body get wrinkled. Y'all pray with me. The joints, help me, Holy Ghost, begins to wear out. And my knees, as my granddaddy would say, they get a little creepy. Oh, I feel all right now. And Deacon Ray, my grandmama would say, my eyes get a little dim. And I heard a song said, the pilot that's flying the plane, that pilot got to move. But in God's house, you cannot hurry God. Our eyes will grow dim. And Lord knows, I try to stay out of the dentist's office. But if the truth be told, these old teeth, y'all help me, Holy Ghost. Brother Pageant, they begin to fall out. That lets me know that this old temple is beginning to dissolved. And my muscles, somebody help me. I used to have some big muscles. But every now and then now, my muscles, Deacon Houston, they done got weak. Somebody help me right here. I'm not as strong as I used to be. Is that right? And my footsteps, somebody say footsteps, they keep on getting shorter. Is that right? But one of these old days, John say, I saw a new heaven and I saw a new earth. One of these old days, this old body is going to soon decay. And I got another building of God. And it's not made by hands, but it's eternal in the heaven. We will one day trade in our tent for a new building. Understand, tents are temporary, they're flimsy, they're easy torn, they're meant to be replaced. So that means one day we got a new building. A new building. That's why John could say, I saw the new heaven and the new earth. All was passed away. But at the end of that verse, he goes on to say there were no more sea. And I got to thinking, I say, what could this actually mean for us as God's people? That meant that there would not be any more danger. Seas are untroubled water. Y'all pray with me. And being that water sometimes just continue to make noises, and trouble sometimes make noises, and the revelation God gave me, he said, kitchen, when there will be no more sea. That means that it's finished, it's done, it's completed. There will be no more trouble that you have to deal with. That's why death is not fearful for me. Huh? I love my wife. I love my children. I love the grandchildren. But Deacon Brown, one day, I got to get away. And I got to be at rest with my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. That's why John could say, God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Be no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more pain. You don't have to put up with no diabetes. Huh? You ain't got to put up with no more strokes and no more cancer, no more nothing. You're going to have a new resurrected, glorified body. Every day, Mother Walden, we'll be able to shout there in heaven. That's why John could say we're going to be able to enter from all directions, from the east, west, north, and the south. Huh? And the gates looked like they had pearls on them. Is that not right what the Bible says? The pearly gates? Huh? Streets are paved with gold. Walls made of jasper stones. Huh? We got a new building. It's a style of new home waiting for us in glory. Jesus will be there. How many want to see Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Stand to your feet. A new building. New building. In that new Jerusalem, we all would give up this earthly tent. We're going to have a new body. And in Sunday school a few weeks ago, that new body, it's from God. It's not made with hands. It's eternal and it's heavenly and not earthly. That's the good thing about the new city, the new Jerusalem. Somebody give Reverend James a mic for me. He can get this one if somebody.
Sing it, Reverend.
And perfect way.
The doors of the church is open.
I want to live. I want to live, Lord, in a building not made by
hands. Will that be one today? The doors of the church is open.
Oh, Lord, keep my body.
Oh, what you gonna do, Lord?
So that I may do no wrong, and give me grace just to run this Christian race, Lord. Is who a building I made by hands.
Sing it, sing it, sing it,
Oh, I'm just a stranger here.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Traveling through this barren land.
Yes, sir, what you want to do?
But this I know,
yes,
yes I know, Lord, to a building not made by hands, oh, Lord.
In a pure,
in a pure and perfect way.
What do you want to do?
I want to live.
Will that be one today?
I want
wherever
to
you
live,
are,
Lord,
we offer Christ. Right there where you are. Keep singing that, Reverend James. Right there where you are. If you have not, there's still time wherever you are. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, do so right now while the blood is still running warm in your veins. This world has nothing to offer any of us but eternal damnation. But Jesus can offer us an eternal home in heaven. Would there be one today right where you are? If you're listening in, just pray this prayer with me. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And
I want to,
Lord, I come to you now to offer my whole being. Lord, clean me up where I need cleaning up. Fix me to the point, Father, that only you can fix me. Clear my mind, clear my heart of any distractions, that I may give you and worship you true holiness and true glory. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, you're saved. Amen, amen, amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. At this time, every head bow, every eye closed is our altar call. We're going to ask Minister Vons if she would come, amen, and give us our altar call. Perhaps, as we said earlier, there are those that stand in the need of our prayers. And we stand in the need of prayer. We want to offer up for Deacon Stewart, and we want to offer up for Sister Dickerson's mother, that God will give them the peace that's needed at this time. There are those that you may know that you want to intercede on, whether it's sickness, disease, or whether it is anything. God can handle it. He can handle it. Let us pray. Amen.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh Lord, our Lord, how wonderful and excellent is your name. Thank you that your name is great and greatly to be praised. For there is no other God in heaven or earth but you, oh Lord. And we come to your holy throne right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, blessing you and praising you still, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Thank you for the things that we've seen you do. And we know, dear God, if you did it before, you can do it again. Father God, now we lift up those who have a burdened heart right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up those, Heavenly Father, who are sitting with loved ones, Lord God, and who are transitioning, oh Lord, up to you. Oh God, we pray the prayer of victory. We pray the prayer of peace and comfort, oh God, to all those who are going through. Oh Lord, fill the hearts that have holes in them. Lift up a bowed down head and comfort the hearts of those, Lord, that are just going through whatever it is, Lord God. We know that you are the lifter of our heads. Father God, we thank you on this morning. We bless you, dear God, for we know there's nothing too hard for our God. We know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Thank you, dear God, that all we have to do is meet you at the table of grace and mercy. And Father, you are there. Lord, no matter where we are, Lord God, you are there with us. Lord, come to the heart of the Stewart family. Lord, give them peace, Lord God. Touch Deacon Stewart right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch Mother, Lord God, Mother Dickerson, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, O God. There's no other God that I would praise but your name. Father God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. Lord God, we know that it still has wonder-working power. Oh God, we thank you. We bless your holy name, oh God. You and you alone are worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, forgive us of our sins. Oh God, as only you can, Lord God.
Oh, God, we just pray for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Lord, touch every heart that's under my voice. One may need one thing and another something else. But we know because of your grace that we're standing here today. And that's why we can lift up your name on high. Because, Lord, you are God and God alone. We know in you there's healing. We know in you there's salvation. We know in you there's deliverance, oh God. Whatever the situation is, we know that you're able, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give faith to the faithless, oh God. Build them up where they're weak and tore down, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and it's in your name that we're forever grateful. That we'll forever praise your holy name, oh God, because you are God. Bless the man of God that broke bread with us on today. Bless his wife, his family, his grandchildren, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him and keep him, Lord God. Pour back into him that what he has given to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we love you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray and ask these prayers. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank all of you. Amen. Today, give our choir a hand. Amen. I've got their record label. Amen. And I'm just going to sign them and we'll move from there. Amen. Amen. Y'all sound wonderful. Bless our musicians. Amen. For doing such a wonderful job. Our ushers. Amen. Our deacons, mothers, members, and friends. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. In the absence of our pastor, we bless your name. If you're listening in, we pray that you have many, many more birthdays, and we wish you safe travels back home and to Houston. Amen. 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 Mother Johnson say, save us a piece of cake. Amen. Mother Johnson, I love that cake, but I can't eat too much of that stuff now. Amen. We're going home. Everybody sing. Amen. Everybody sing. Amen. Everybody sing. Amen. 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 Now may the grace of our Lord, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide hence, now, and forever. Let us all sing. Amen. Amen. Go in peace and have a safe holiday. Amen.